Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Yo.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here. Have we started?
Oh, the aroma in this booth is so great. How are you doing, Cliff?
We did start. Sorry, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 back in Busheltown, USA.
Well, you just said all of that in Belchanese.
In Belchanese. Well, that was for the uninitiated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kendall, we're here. We're by the pool here at the motel.
Just sunning here at the pool.
Sunning and funning. Now it is getting a little bit warm with the sun coming through the booth glass.
Sweating
here.
like a dog.
We're both sweating about 10% more than we were before we got in the booth. But you know, we're having a good time. The Fonky and Opie are out there. They've got their floaties on.
They're having a wonderful time.
Mr. Snotbottom has his floaties on. And you know, it's just we're having a gay old time.
Out by the pool here at the motel.
Out by the pool. Kendall, what's your favorite pool memory?
Favorite pool memory? Well, I'll tell you my scariest. Can I start with that?
Oh, sure.
So, when I was a kid, we'd go to this, like...
You saw it.
I saw it.
In a drain.
No, but it does involve a drain. It's a swimming club that my mother, like, somehow got a discounted membership to. And I jumped off the diving board, and when I did, they backwashed the system. Have I told you this before? And so, like...
No.
All this water bubbled up from the drain, and it scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. I was like, ugh, like, you know, trying to get to the side. And so it traumatized me, and I was terrified of pool drains.
Yeah.
I still am. Like, I can't even, like, walk over them without getting... But this was a big, like, metal grate one.
Well, I remember when my mother and I moved into my stepfather's house, he had a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved out of that house a year later. But he had a pool, and I remember them telling me, oh, so-and-so... You know, like pool horror stories.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily that happened at their pool, but just that they'd heard or had witnessed.
Yeah.
And the only one I remember was they said, oh, somebody, they jumped off the diving board and they went down to the bottom and their hair got caught in the drain and they couldn't get back up. And people were like, why are they down there so long?
Oh my
God. They had to go, like, somebody had to go in down there and yank the hair out or whatever. So, but anyway.
That's why I was afraid of drains.
I know, as though some little fat 10-year-old's hair is going to be long enough in the deep end of the pool to get into the drain.
So you can't call it anything. It's just pipes down there.
It's just pipes. That's what people say about anal sex. It's just pipes.
Just pipes.
Just pipes. Kendall, but we're here, and now I'm too fat to go out there without any clothes on, but here you are. You have on the traditional Falkland Island Speedo.
Well, when in Rome,
or the Falkland Islands, when in the Falklands.
I mean, I've gotten some looks. Mostly disgusted looks.
No.
Yeah, I'm so fat. But...
Well, but we both are. But now, who do you think's drawn more attention to their fat? You, who's in the Speedo, which anybody can barely see, or me, who's in this long sleeve, long, like, judge's robe shroud?
I am afraid you'll drown in that.
Because it could be because wearing this Judge Judy shroud, you know, it's kind of like, well, who knows what's going on? Maybe he's real skinny and just has, you know, sensitive skin.
Maybe he's an alien under there. We don't know.
Maybe it's three children on each other's shoulders.
Maybe it's four people standing on each other's shoulders to make themselves tall enough to look like a normal person.
Right, that's what I just said.
Oh, is it? Oh.
So it could be either one. Listeners like, I'm not listening to this either. Click. But no, Kendall, this is not even what the show is about. It's not about the pool. It's not about my judge's shroud.
We're just getting started.
Wearing to the pool. This is a tribute to that long ago old decade, the 90s.
Oh my God, so long ago.
Kendall, how many years ago now was 1990?
A lot. you know, when we first said we were going to do a 90s show,
yeah,
my brain thought of so many different things than what... When I started looking up the 90s, came up. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain things you know about the 90s.
You thought Edison had been in the light bulb.
No.
JFK was assassinated.
I went the opposite way. I thought, I was like, oh, this was just recently.
Oh.
And I started looking things up, and I'm like, that was so long ago. I'm just in shock of how long ago the 90s were.
I know. Well, I looked right away. I thought, okay, when was such and such released? And I saw that it was in 1990. I thought, I cannot believe that this was released 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like, no, idiot.
Yeah,
it was
longer than that.
30 mm-hmm. years ago. And it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Kendall, I was just stood there, mind blown for moments.
Had to pick up all the pieces.
Had to pick them up.
There were fewer pieces when my mind was blown, though.
Oh, Kendall, don't be so down on yourself. That's not how it was in the 90s, Kendall. You're all that in a bag of chips.
I know. All that in a bag of potato chips.
All right, Kendall, I want you to guess. What do you think were the biggest, highest money-making movies of the 90s?
Of the 90s?
The 90s, the whole decade. I have the list right here.
Jurassic Park.
What number do you think that was?
What
do you think was number one? Then tell me the rest.
What is still number one, or what was one in the 90s?
In the 90s, what was number
Titanic.
One? Titanic. It's still number one from the 90s.
Oh, well, I guess so. I meant like since...
I know.
What else? Jurassic Park must have been like number three, maybe?
Number two.
Oh, it was number two.
All right, now what else? What else? What do you think's in the top 10?
Oh, God, this is going to be a long time. Number three.
It doesn't have. You don't have to go in order anymore.
Oh, okay.
That was boring. So, just anything. If you say it's in the top 10, you get a point.
The Godfather? Was that in the
90s? Godfather?
Was that in the 90s?
The Godfather?
Not the original one.
Kendall, sorry, hold on, let me open the door. Mr. Snodbon, would you please call the doctor? Kendall's having a stroke in here.
Oh, what is happening? Kendall, are you okay?
My goodness, I heard you're having an emergency here.
Oh, my.
Lay down.
Lay down,
no,
boy.
No.
We've got to crouch down. He needs to be administered mouth to mouth.
No, I just had a momentary lapse of judgment.
Oh, boy, don't scare us like that, boy. I thought you were having some sort of a stroke.
Well, Cliff's the one that said I was having a stroke.
He is having a stroke. He's trying to name the highest grossing movies of the 90s.
Stroke
he said
of genius.
The Godfather. His next guest is going to be The Wizard of Oz.
My goodness, dear, The Godfather.
Oh, boy, everyone knows The Godfather was released.
I thought The Godfather with Tim Allen. You remember that one, the remake?
The Godfather?
Everyone knows The Godfather was released in 1972.
I thought so. I thought I remembered
that. Of course,
that.
Dear. There's a little limerick that goes with it. Godfather is true. It was released in 72.
And if you want more, Godfather 2 from 1974.
Well, you know, I get my times mixed up.
No, Kendall, I'm going to give you a pass here. Because as idiotic as your guess was, The Godfather 3 was released in 1990.
Well, I said one of them.
You can't possibly have thought that The Godfather 3 was one of the highest grossing movies of the 90s.
Well,
you did not think that.
No, but
you were having a stroke.
In a fit of the movies that would come to mind from the 90s immediately, that's what popped in.
Everybody, there is nobody on earth that if you said, please name some movies from the 90s, nobody is going to name The Godfather Part 3 in their top 100. Sofia Coppola wouldn't put it in the top 100 of movies from the 90s that she would make.
Boys, do you still need us in here? Or can we go back and swim with the children?
Yeah, I was only halfway through putting my suntan lotion on.
Oh, dear, come along and I'll help rub it into your back.
Oh, you're such a dear.
Kendall, we've settled it. You're insane.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and tell me the top 10?
No!
Yeah, we're not doing this anymore.
We're
going to be berated for 20 minutes every time I have an answer.
I think surely you'll know the rest of them.
I don't know. I'm sure I would, but my brain seizes up when I'm trying to think.
All right, just remember this, Kendall. It's the 90s, not the 70s.
It doesn't help. What else happened in the 90s? See, because I get the 80s and 90s so mixed up in my brain of when it was.
Okay. Well, see, but 1972, that was... If you said Batman from 89... I'd say, Kendall, you moron, it was 89, but I would at least admit that you were just a year off.
Was the Gremlins in the 90s? That was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
What other movies came Oh, Schindler's List? Was that in...
It was in the 90s. Now, of course, was not a big mega blockbuster like some others, like episode one of The Phantom Menace.
Toy Story, was that in the 90s?
It was in the 90s, yeah. Not in the top 10, but The Lion King was.
Oh, The Lion King. Little Mermaid?
That was in the late 80s.
Oh.
But that was close. The Sixth Sense.
Oh, God, that does not feel like the 90s.
I see it did, but that was 99.
Okay.
So, only 21 years ago. Independence Day, your favorite.
Mm,
Lost World, Jurassic Park 2.
And, oh, that was the 90s as well.
Kendall, the 90s are like a box of chocolates. You never know if one movie might be The Godfather. And then Men in Black, Armageddon, and stuff like that there. Toy Story 2 was number 14.
Oh, okay. God, Toy Story 2 was in the 90s?
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God.
Toy Story 2. Although I thought that was... It was just 99, so...
I was thinking that was so much later. Everything seems so much later to me.
Everything.
I don't feel this old.
Well, because, yeah, 1990 seems 20 years ago. And it's 30.
Well, now I feel like I've been kicked in the 90s.
Speaking of 30, Toy Story was the 30th highest grossing movie of...
30th, really?
The 90s.
Well, it was still new. It's like, computers, what? I'm not going to see that.
I mean, it made a huge amount. There were just a lot from, you know,
yeah.
Like
The Godfather 3.
Like The Godfather. Like everybody's favorite 90s movie, The Godfather Part 3.
You know. I don't know. Cliff, do you remember...
about what?
Do you remember Napster? Trying to download music.
I remember. I never had Napster.
Oh, you didn't?
Did you?
I did. When I first went to college, like...
Kendall, the FBI is listening.
Oh,
no,
I'm still on the run.
Nobody's listening.
No, it was I had an old computer, and I remember it was dial-up in my dorm room, and I could download music, and it was like, oh my God, I can download this music, but it took 20 hours to download a song, and you'd download it and it'd be the wrong thing, and you'd be so mad.
I had a friend who I'll call her codename Madam X, and Madam X, I used to give her, and this was probably the early 2000s,
yeah,
but I. Would give her a list of songs that I heard on the radio or had seen on TRL.
Yeah.
And she would make a mix CD of them.
Yeah. So, I loved it. It was such a great thing. I wish I had faster internet back then.
So she was more tech savvy
than
I was. So anyway, what do you remember downloading? What's something you would have downloaded?
I think I downloaded a lot of soundtracks, movie soundtracks.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Yeah.
Sounds like you.
A lot of rap.
a lot of Wu-Tang, of B.I.G.
I did download Napster. Also, you could download apps.
Uh-huh.
So there was Photoshop, things like that.
Oh.
You get a real I won't say it on the air. The FBI might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I would download.
Porn.
Lots of porn.
A lot of porn.
No, I didn't have enough time to download the porn. It would take 40 hours.
It would have taken 40 hours.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, you know, did you ever, when you had a computer, your mother, I don't feel like was the type who would have checked your computer for looking at porn.
No.
Because she wouldn't have known how to turn it on unless you told her.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I remember my dad telling me, he's like, well, just so you know, you can see everything that everybody does on the internet. It leaves a record, which is good because I probably wouldn't need it to know.
Yeah.
But so then I had to try to look up stuff that seemed innocent. So I would look up Leonardo DiCaprio movies and just click through until they were shirtless stills. That's how you had to do it back in the 90s,
yeah,
everybody.
You couldn't just, it wasn't just dial up whenever you wanted.
No, it wasn't like today.
Now times have changed.
Children watching fisting videos in preschool.
That was back when You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail, another great 90s film.
I meant the instant messenger, AOL.
Oh, did you use that?
No.
I didn't
know what it was. I didn't understand.
I knew people who did. They're like, I am in all night with so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
I was like, I was watching movies.
Yeah, I was watching.
I was eating pizza. Fuck you.
I was watching Mary Tyler Moore reruns back to back.
Uh-huh. I don't talk to anybody about it. I want to watch it.
I would have much preferred watching Mary Tyler Moore. It would have been irritating if somebody IM'd me during it. I'm like, I'm trying to listen to what Rhoda and Phyllis are talking about.
Now, one of the biggest... big slights of the 90s. Big dropping a bombshell right here for you.
Uh-huh.
Billy Crystal turned down Buzz Lightyear.
Did
in
he
Toy Story,
really?
Yeah. He really regrets it, I think.
Do you think he does?
I don't know. Then he turned around and did Monster Inc.
He did Monster Inc. like the next year. Hey, I don't think he would have been a very good Buzz Lightyear, do you?
No, I wouldn't have liked him. I much prefer him as Mike Wazowski.
Oh, yeah, he's way better. Yes, yeah. Then. I love the Monster Inc. You know, on the Disney Plus, isn't there a show? They're going to be like a 30-minute show.
Oh, I did hear something about that. Like, where they're at the laugh place or something.
Something like
a laugh.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
I hope it's them.
Especially Billy C.
I know. Johnny G.
Johnny G.
Billy C and Johnny G.
Gotta love them.
Together again, I hope so.
Do you remember Miss Cleo?
Miss Cleo, did you ever call her?
No, I don't think I knew how to call a payline. Did you ever call a payline?
No.
No. I was too afraid.
Yeah.
I'd been beaten for calling a payline when I was a kid.
Now, here's something really weird that must have been really short-lived. And it was from it must have been like very early 2000s. But there was this thing, and I don't know what it was even called. But you would, it was like a payphone thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was a website, and you, because I guess I must have paid with my credit card, which I'm sure I still have not paid off. But it was like you could order these phone calls that would come to you, and some of them were supposed to be like advice or something.
Uh-huh.
But then some of them were like listening to like a phone sex line.
Oh, really?
But not interactive, but like listening to like a...
Just listening.
Yeah. And I remember doing that, and it was like the phone, and you would do it, and then like the phone would ring, like your home phone, your landline, so you could only do it when your family's at church.
You set the time.
But it would be like a 10-minute phone call. Isn't that weird?
That
couldn't
weird.
Have lasted long.
Oh, that is weird. No, I never heard of that. Just think, back then you were paying to have people call you. Now you're like, leave me alone.
I know. Now I don't answer for anybody.
Yeah. Not even if the sex was calling.
Not even if the sex. I'm like, sex, I am not one to call. Just text me, sex.
Just text me. It's easy.
Yeah.
What else from the 90s? What do you remember prominently from the 90s?
Well, my favorite things from the 90s, of course, would be the Madonna I'm Breathless album, the Madonna Erotica album, the Madonna Bedtime Stories album, the Evita motion picture soundtrack, Ray of Light, the Madonna album.
Oh, so many albums in the
90s. Those are, it's a fabulous decade.
Kendall, gotta love those from the 90s.
Gotta love them. They're still coming back. But, you know, those are some of my favorite 90s moments. Also, Rosie O'Donnell Show started in the
90s. That was 90s too.
Gave me reason to get up every day for 6 years. And I remember when it ended when we were in college, I was so sad. And
I do remember that.
It was very heartbreaking, and I've never gotten over it. But anyway, what do you think the biggest songs of the 90s were? Well, what do you think the biggest, tippy top?
Theme from The Godfather.
Theme from The Godfather.
Oops, I Did It Again.
I believe that was probably 2000.
Oh. Let's see. NSYNC? They were in the 90s.
Those were probably... They reached super popularity like early 2000. Oh. Like 2000. Probably they were in 99. But I'll tell you. The top three were, what was the third one? I forgot the third one. The second one was, How Do I Live Without You?
I see, I would have been like, definitely 80.
I want to know. Leanne Rimes.
Uh-huh.
And Trisha Yearwood. Remember when they both had it?
And that was number two? Time?
That was the second most biggest song from the 90s.
Really?
Yeah. And... I know what the third one was. Sorry.
Macarena.
I think it was the Macarena.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah, the third one was the Macarena.
Oh my gosh.
But wow. So look at that, you got something.
Don't pity me. Look at
I didn't
you got
pity
something.
You. I'm like, look, you stuck with it and you finally got an answer right.
Good.
No, but Kendall, number one, a song that is terrible. Let me see here. I should pull it up for you, see if you can guess.
Yeah, I would have guessed Macarena.
As it played. Well, Macarena was number three, so that's a good guess. Let's see. I'm going to pull it up. Let's see. You keep thinking. See if you can guess the number one,
song
of the 90s.
And it's a pretty terrible song.
I hate it. You may love it. This is a commercial.
Oh. I don't know. 90s.
90s. Big. Everywhere.
I feel like I got this music.
Escape.
Like,
know,
it's like I'm on a game show.
It's a commercial.
I know.
This is the video. Eventually the song will start, I'm sure.
Loca,
no, that was Ricky Martin.
I know.
That'd be much better.
I know the song. Name of it. I can't.
Smooth, because you're so
smooth. Oh, that's the name of it. Oh, that's why I couldn't get it, because I didn't know the name of it.
Sorry.
I knew the song, but I didn't know the name of it.
Well, it's a terrible song. It is Santana featuring Rob Thomas. Smooth. I do remember that being when I would try to watch VH1 for better songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would remember, like, God, Smooth is on again. And when I would try to call into the radio station, because I was part of the Madonna Street team,
mm-hmm.
saying, listen, I need to hear Frozen on the radio. And I don't mean this some stupid future Disney cartoon. I'm talking about the Madonna single Frozen. And they would be like, okay,
okay. We're playing Smooth.
Yeah, and they were playing Smooth. When you turn it on. But anyway, don't you hate that song? Or do you love it? Did you love it? Did you rock out?
No, I love it. I knew it. I mean, I knew the song because they played it all the time.
Well, everybody, it was inescapable. Yeah. Just terrible.
I was like huge into music, I think, in the 90s.
You were?
No. I was into movies and that. I didn't really listen to as much music.
Oh, see, that's because your soul's just not quite as deep as mine is.
No, because my parents were playing country music all the damn time.
But you were a piano virtuoso.
I said I was into classical.
Oh, okay.
And TV theme
You're like,
songs.
What song did I love from the 90s? Beethoven's Fifth Movement.
No, it was the Symphony. Theme from Cheers. Theme from MASH. Cheers. All the TV theme songs.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld, Cliff, the 90s. Seinfeld.
Big in the 90s. Big in the 90s.
You know, the reason we loved it so much is because Larry David had a no hugging, no learning rule on Seinfeld.
Yep. It's led to a no hugging, no learning life for many of us.
Exactly.
So, Kendall, oh, we need some sort of segment.
Oh, shouldn't we do a segment?
Which would be, what would I do?
What would you do? What would I do?
What would I do? WWID.
I'll tell you exactly what I do. But first, you tell me what you would do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but first, what would you do in the 90s?
Cliff, a magical fairy appears before you.
Kendall, I'm a magical fairy.
And gives you the choice to reverse one decision you have made every day. Or the ability to stop time for 10 minutes each day. What do you do?
I guess you stop time.
You just, I would reverse the decision every day.
Oh, I'd stop time and you just loot.
I didn't think about what you could do while time was frozen, I guess.
Yeah, you just loot.
All right.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, how about I'll take the first one, you take the second one, I'll reverse all our bad decisions and you can loot. All
right. I should not have eaten over 1,200 calories today.
I've been doing a lot of reversing.
Yeah, it is a big reversal. Kendall, let's say this happened. What if every night at the motel, it's so hard for you to sleep and it's because you keep hearing this screaming sound from outside. And when you go outside looking for it, you realize it's not Charles the Contractor with something stuck on his foot again. It is the sound of a screaming skull right outside. And it's screaming for you. What would you do?
That's kind of cool, I think.
You would pick up a skewered skull.
It's like, it reminds me of Halloween. I'd be like, that's a really cool thing to have sitting outside my door at Halloween. So I would put it in a box until Halloween. And you're get it out every year.
What's that screaming coming from this box?
It's like, oh, it's my skull.
It's a skull.
I got it.
It just screams like that.
I'd keep it.
All right.
All right, Cliff. You die.
Oh.
And you arrive at the pearly gates.
Well, the moon is broken God, and the sky is cracked.
Every time.
Come on up into the house.
Yeah.
So you're there at the pearly gates. And you find out that they are sending you back to Earth. They give you a choice, however.
Uh-oh.
You can either go back to where you were and who you were at the time you left.
Yeah.
Or you can restart life with the knowledge you'll be somebody else that's skinny for their whole life. What? But you'd be leaving behind the podcast, Cliff. What do you do?
Well, but what if you were, like, skinny because you were malnourished and you died at 4?
I don't think they're trying to hide shit from you at the pearly gates.
Well, then, yeah, you'd be skinny.
All right,
Kendall. Oh. One night, a bad rain comes. What? Does it happen to wash up out of the moist soil? Killer worms.
Ooh, and the thunder roll.
And the worms crawl in and the worms crawl out of your motel room in huge clumps.
Ooh.
And they are roaming and they are killing. What would you do?
Get some salt. Then they kill worms.
Snails.
Ah, shit. Well, then I just die.
You just die. You just cease to exist.
I don't know. You can't stop worms. You cut them in half and then there's just two of them. I didn't pay attention in biology when we were dissecting them. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd just die.
Did you like dissecting stuff?
No. God, no. Did you?
No, I hated it. I never would touch it.
It made me like where I couldn't eat lunch, and that's a big deal.
It didn't quite go that far with me, but I never would touch it. I would always have my lab partner. I would say, look, I'll take notes, but I'm not going to touch this.
I couldn't eat scrambled eggs for like 3 months after we dissected a frog.
Oh, well, I never... I'm sure I went home and ate a large pizza. But it was disgusting, and I hated it. All right, Kendall, whose turn is it?
I think it's mine.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, you did the worms. Cliff, you wake up one morning to find you have grown an extra finger on each hand.
Oh, shit.
And an extra toe on each foot.
No.
None of your shoes or gloves now fit.
Damn.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You get that stuff from the old Saturday Night Live commercial that eats off extra fingers and toes.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
Oh, you should look it up. It was like Victoria Jackson, and she had 6 fingers.
Uh-huh.
And it was this ointment you would squeeze on, and it would like eat it off until the extra finger or toe or whatever fell off.
Well, I did not know you'd have such an apt answer.
It's damn apt. Right. Kendall, what would you do about this? We don't know why, but they're doing this. They're giving you, Kendall, keys to the kingdom. They want, they being Disney Plus executives.
Well, I know why already.
They want a new Muppet series, and they want you to come up with the premise and what kind of show it is.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, I would call you.
Uh-huh.
I'd say, get your ass over here. We got to write this Muppet movie.
Uh-huh. It's a show. It's got to be a series.
Our Muppet show, excuse me. Then we will spend a weekend watching every Muppet thing ever made. So we have the research.
Uh-huh.
And then we would write an amazing premise that I have yet to decide.
Well, see, I know that with my help, or just me alone, could come up with something great. But what would you... Just kidding. What would you do? What would your premise... What kind of show? Just on the spot, Disney Plus says, hey, we're shelving the Muppets forever, or you tell us what your premise is right now.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to go right off the cuff with something. I would make a late-night talk show with the Muppets.
Ah.
Have Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem be the band.
Okay.
And like Kermit would come out and do like a monologue at the beginning.
Okay.
Miss Piggy would have to have some great... She'd have to sing a number. She would be the musical guest every night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I'm sorry, Muppets, that I was not there and able to talk. Kendall into going with whatever...
I had 5 seconds to decide.
With whatever plan B might have been. Because it definitely would have been better. But I was just thinking, I just watched this Christmas special. It was Muppets Christmas Letters to Santa.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that?
Uh-huh.
And it just felt so much sort of like a 90s sitcom.
Yeah.
It's like the Muppets, they all live in different apartments in this building. You know, yeah. Like how Seinfeld and Kramer were neighbors or whatever, or the friends.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, well, this would be so fun if it was like, oh, they're down the hall. And, you know, Rizzo and the rats are down the hall. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. Oh, I kind of wish I did live down the hall from the Muppets.
Don't you? I tell you, when we die and go to heaven, it would be like we're at Hogwarts with the Muppets.
Yeah.
And we'll perform an instant weight loss spell. And and it will really define what heaven has really always was meant to be.
Expecto Parthenis.
Parthenis. Parthenis Muppetanus.
Ameneth.
God.
And with that, Cliff, I have to take a break.
Oh, by break, do you? I hope you don't mean duty in the little shack over there, the bathroom shack. I've seen Mr. Snodbottom going in there for in and out, in and out. I bet it's. Whew.
No, I gotta pee, but I will. I could just jump
just
in.
Go pool. In the pool.
Go away, Mad. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Ready for some hot action tonight? We've got just what you want. It's so easy. Just pick up the phone right now and call 1-800-988-HEAT. We'll talk about whatever you want. So call 1-800-988-HEAT. Turn on the heat. Call now.
And we're back. It's Cliff and Kendall time.
I barely made it, Cliff. I had to go change my clothes.
Oh.
Charles was, he ran naked and did a huge cannonball and splashed water all over me.
He did. And then, you know, I heard him, I don't know, I just didn't listen. He was making some joke about the breaststroke.
Ugh.
And I did, but I went back, you know, to the vending machine over there and I did get a little something.
Uh-oh.
I am starving. I know you're on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I am
not.
Starving too. What is it?
But I'm starving. And I ate a few while you were in the bathroom changing clothes.
Oh my God, they're cookies. Well, even people on a diet could have one cookie, right?
Well, and Sam, these are not much. These is nothing to these.
Mm. Oh, they're so good though. Now, it's funny you say that because one of my actual good memories from when I was at the pool when I was a kid.
Dieting at the pool?
No. They had a vending machine there.
Oh, yeah.
And it had, like, pizzas you could cook, and they had, like, all these different candy bars. So my favorite memory was, like, going to the pool, eating vending machine all day, and then my mom would stop on the way home and pick me up, like, I think, like, White Castles had those little chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I ate, like, 500 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then fell into a stupor. Lovely. Oh, sorry. We have to add all this time for eating. All right. The 90s, Cliff.
Oh, right.
Something we haven't talked about is the big build-up to Y2K.
Oh, my.
Remember how awful it was? How everybody was so terrified.
Were you terrified?
Not really. Like, I had in the back of my mind, well, something could happen. But I wasn't really worried about it. I knew people would figure it out. Were you worried?
No. Mm. Now, my stepmother did buy extra cases of water and stuff and put it in the garage.
Well, no, Susan and I were actually at her aunt's house that night, celebrating like New Year's, and her aunt was real worried about Y2K, and her uncle went downstairs and hit the main breaker at midnight, and like, I had a moment where I was like, oh God, something's happened, but her aunt was like freaking out. It was so mean, but hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. What do you remember about OJ? That was the 90s.
Oh, yeah. God, that was a huge thing. Everybody watched them, like, recorded on VHS and watched it that night. I didn't really, like, pay attention. I knew, like, some of the things that were going on, but I was really confused about the whole thing because I didn't really watch it. Were you all swept up in it?
Well, my grandmother watched it.
Oh,
she would watch the... And she was a firm believer in OJ's innocence. But, yeah, I do, and I remember being at school when they read the verdict.
That I remember.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the car chase, because I remember I was in history class.
Yes, I remember the car chase, but that was like at night when it happened, wasn't it? Yeah, we were in history class for the verdict, I bet.
Maybe that's what it was.
Because I was in algebra.
Okay, yeah. That must have been it. But I remember our history teacher was like, oh, this is news. And I remember my history teacher looked just like Judge Ito. Exactly
really?
Like him. And so everybody in the class was like, oh, look, it's your brother. That's why you want to watch it. Which I'm sure is real terrible.
No, I was very racist.
No, but I mean, he had the same haircut.
Mm-hmm.
He looked exactly like him.
Wore the same robe.
He wore a robe every day to school. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the seminal moments of the 90s was, of course, the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Who could forget?
What a scandal.
Now, I remember that when I was in computer class, learning how a computer worked.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have computer class?
Mm-hmm.
The Hubble Space Telescope.
Oh, I don't remember anything about that.
I do.
Do you? Tell me your memories.
Well, they launched it in the 90s. They're still using it to this day. That's where all those beautiful pictures from way out in outer space come from.
Oh, okay. Now, what is your favorite show, the one show from the 90s? Or back in the 90s, what was the one show you had to watch?
Probably Salute Your Shorts.
I would say Seinfeld. Or I would say The Simpsons, really, for me.
Well, I was a kid. I wasn't watching Seinfeld in the early 90s. Like, that's what I'm thinking about.
No. Well, I was an above average A student.
I mean, I guess that goes all the way to when I was in high school, so.
Yeah, the 90s. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't watching Seinfeld at that point yet. I watched it later.
Mm.
But, I probably would have said back then Friends, but I now look back and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I don't rewatch Friends.
I loved, West Wing.
What other 90s moments, Kendall? As you march us down memory lane.
It's when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
I was band president.
So I was going to go with Rodney King verdict.
Oh, you mean history moments. But you meant personal moments.
Either one.
The L.A. riots. God.
L.A. riots.
Now that I watch that after having lived in L.A., it's so much bigger to me than what it used to feel like when I watched it on TV. You know what I mean? Because it was so distant. It was like, oh, there's way out there they're having a riot. But, like, I could realize how scary it would have been to be, like, in the middle of all that.
Oh, yeah. So scary. Kendall, what about The Real World? Did you love The Real World on MTV?
I did watch it. I wasn't one of those people that loved it, but I watched it. Did you love it?
I wouldn't say I loved it. I would say I did really love the New Orleans season for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And I did watch it in those times back then when you just had to watch
whatever was
on TV.
Yeah.
And so there would be a marathon of 40 Real World episodes. You're like, well, I guess this is the best thing on. And so I remember seeing a lot of them.
Yeah. Susan loved it. She was really into it. Yeah. A lot of firsts in the 90s.
A lot of firsts.
First 100 pounds I gained.
Then the second.
What else big historically happened in the 90s?
Your big cultural moment. Here, there's two left. Have one of them. And then I don't have to worry about it. When Jay Leno took over The Tonight Show.
Oh, and it was a big moment for me. Now I look back, I feel great. But back then it was huge.
See, I stand by all of my 90s choices.
I, on the other hand, step aside on all my choices in the 90s.
I honestly was, with my dad probably mostly, or mom. We watched The Simpsons in 1990. We watched Seinfeld before it moved to Thursday nights, way before it was must-see TV.
Huh. I made all terrible choices until I met you and Susan. And he showed me the error of my ways. Mm. I was back there watching Salute My Shorts.
And our job's not done.
I know. I'm a work in progress.
No, did I leave my
goggles? Scared the hell out of me, Mrs. Mumbop.
Sorry about that, boy. I need my goggles for
He's
the pool.
He's looking everywhere for them. You can't find them.
I think I see a dime at the bottom of the pool, and I'd like to fish it out.
Well, no, hold on. Look, why don't send Charles in after, because we were just about to talk about some weird thing.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah,
let's do, won't you come in, sit down.
Oh, goodness dear, not weird news here in the middle of the day.
Yeah, dry off a little bit. I see you brought your towels, so just dry off a little bit.
Of course, it's improper etiquette to walk in here wet, dear.
Right, but it's okay, and so let's do this segment. It's called, Do You Want to Hear Something Weird?
Yeah, come on. Okay, dear, we must.
Dry my back, please.
All right. Well, of course. Go ahead and start that.
All right, everybody, you guys are going to flip out.
I hope not, dear.
I flipped totally when I read this. A Utah man, he is, terrifying. He's blurring the line between man and machine by implanting chips in his...
Oh, my goodness. We can't listen to things that are weird and...
Now I'm having a violent attack because that was so disgusting.
Oh, put the towel under it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just came out. So Kendall and I just ate 46 cookies apiece.
See, I didn't even realize it happened. I'm so used to it.
But please, boy, it's very disgusting.
If we're going to do this, please, let's keep to proper etiquette. Okay?
All right, I'm sorry. I apologize. Kendall and everybody else, a Utah man is blurring the line between man and machine by implanting chips in his hand that allow him to, among other things, unlock his Tesla.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this?
Terrifying. Don't play God.
That sounds like the mark of the beast if you talk to me.
That sounds, I believe it. Ben Workman of Provo, Utah, said he currently has 4 chips implanted in his hand, including a Tesla key that allows him to unlock the car with a wave of his hand. He also says, I play tricks on people who don't know I have it in my hand. I try and convince them a banana is the key, and then I hold the banana up and the chip unlocks the door. He's a real jokester, this guy. The other chips in Workman's hands allow him to unlock doors at work, log on and off his computer, and share contact information using the same technology as Apple and Google Pay. He said most of the chips were installed... Sorry.
Thank you for covering your mouth.
You're welcome. I was obeying etiquette. I kept that one to myself. He said most of the chips were installed by a family member, but he required the help of a piercing studio to implant the Tesla key. Workman said he also has a magnet implanted in his left hand that he uses for magic tricks.
I have thought about that before.
Oh my God.
The only chips I want implanted in my hand are some Pringles.
Or some Doritos. Plant them right in my hand, and I'll put them in my body by chewing them and letting my body store them as fat, like normal.
Dear, it doesn't sound sterile to me.
Oh, I'm very afraid of people with implanted computer chips taking over the world.
You could get a terrible infection as well.
You could get a computer virus.
That's where they come from.
And that it may be so. All right, Kendall, what about you?
Okay, here we go. A bald eagle had a near-death experience in Canada.
I'm sorry, everybody. Hold on. Hello?
Hi. This is Karen with Target Card Service.
Oh, okay.
Hi. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes, and this is an attempt to collect a debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose. Please, a minimum due of $108. Let's go ahead and set that up with a free check by phone today.
Oh, that sounds great.
I have a Regions Bank on file and the on file.
That's it.
Today's date okay for the check number?
Sure.
Okay, I'll do the $108. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your payment.
Well, thank you.
Today.
You are welcome, and you have a happy new year.
You too. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Very financially prudent, boy.
Yes, dear, I didn't want to interrupt during the call for proper etiquette, you know.
I know. I just thought it would be fun for people to go on the journey with me.
It's like behind the scenes.
Right.
All right. Well, what is even happening here? Can we leave the booth
yet? Mr. Stoutbottom really has to get that dime.
I've got to get the dime before... What if one of the children gets it and chokes on it?
Well, I was going to tell you a great story about a bald eagle.
Now, tell us.
He had a near-death experience.
Oh, my God.
In Canada last week after he attempted to snag an octopus out of the water, and it went very wrong.
We
talked about octopuses, how smart they are.
Oh, yeah.
Octopus eye. What was it?
Octopuses is correct.
Yeah, so a nearby farmer saw it and said the octopus was trying to drown the bird, so they helped save the bald eagle. Octopus was just trying to get some dinner.
How long until there's a Nature Channel movie, Octopus versus Eagle?
That sounds like a wonderful Disney film, if you ask me. Disney Plus, dear.
I would love it. All right, well, here's something. One last weird news item from me.
All right.
This is a contest, shockingly, an eating contest I don't know that either of us would want to enter.
Uh-oh.
A participant in an eating contest at a British pub broke a Guinness World Record by downing 33 Brussels sprouts in 1 minute.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
Do you?
Yes.
Ugh.
Love them.
God. Well, you might beat out Wayne Sherlock, who's also 38. And
I found my calling.
Which means he's going to turn 40 next year, too. And he was named the champion in the Crown Inn pub in Fingalsham when he ate 33 Brussels sprouts in 1 minute. Two more than the 31 downed by the current record holder. And Sherlock said it definitely takes a technique. I just chewed this. Well, this does sound like you. He said, I just chewed like a pig. And while doing that, looked around for smaller sprouts.
So, I finally found my next move in life.
He said, I did have some pains in my chest once I finished, but washed it down with a pint of Foster's, which is Australian for beer.
I ate that much ice cream a night, so I don't think I'd have any chest pains from some green vegetables.
Yeah, but listen, I don't want to be around you afterward when they work their way out.
Oh goodness.
My bowels were alarmed at hearing that buzz. Whoa.
That was weird, though.
Too many Brussels sprouts per minute.
Oh, I love them. I got one more weird news story
for
you guys.
Lay it on us.
Josh Brolin.
Oh.
Had a message for today's youth.
Did he?
I don't know if you've heard of this, Cliff, perennial tanning. Have you heard of it? Perennial.
So every year?
Every year. You tan, it's when you lay out and you tan your butthole.
Oh, boy, please don't say things like butthole and perineum on the air.
It's just...
Mrs. Butter is shocked, speechless. Dear, can you hear me, dear?
I'm sorry, I dozed off there for a moment. I don't know what happened when that come over
to me. Kendall is saying things like perineum.
Oh, she passed out.
Oh, my God.
Charles, can you help move Mrs. Potter Butter turn out? She needs to lie down for a minute.
Yeah, y'all get out of here.
Watch his head. Her head.
Let's get out of here.
All right, Kendall, finish up this butthole story.
Oh, so, yeah, so have you heard of this?
I have heard of this.
All right, so he says that he burnt it when he was out sunning, but supposedly it's supposed to give you more energy.
I have a Google alert for all butthole news. And this was on it.
It's just a word, butthole.
Just a word, peace is just a word. Just a word. Is that all?
That was it.
He got a burned BH.
He got a burned butthole.
Burn it.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. A
burning ring of butthole. All right, Kendall.
It's all the weird news we got.
Look, she's coming around over there.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Potter, but I'm sorry.
They're fanning her off. She's waking up.
I should have known better.
All right, well, Kendall, of course, you didn't know any better. You wouldn't be Kendall if you'd known any better.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch this dial.
Oh, I got some questions for you, Cliff.
All right, question me.
Very excited. What was the first piece of furniture Ralph Cramden bought in over 14 years?
A new couch.
No, television.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
What show plays in Spanish as Plaza Sesamo?
That's Breaking Bad. No, Sesame Street.
Yes.
Got it.
Still got it.
What show was Fernwood Tonight a summer replacement for?
Oh, Mary Hartman.
Yes, it was.
Kendall, what member of the Addams Family said, if you've wrecked one train, you've wrecked them all?
Was that Gomez?
It wasn't Morticia. Yes, it was Gomez.
I got another one. Look at me.
Look at you. You're on a roll.
What sitcom featured a pig named Arnold?
A pig named Arnold? Mm-hmm. Was that... the Green Acres.
Green Acres. Yeah, I didn't say a show called... A show featuring a pig called Kendall. That would have been Griffin Kendall.
Right. Kendall, let me ask you this one. What serial's animated TV spokesman resembles a Boris Karloff monster in pink?
Boris Karloff monster? Frankenberry.
Frankenberry. Frankenfurter. I wish there was Frankenfurter cereal. Yes, Frankenberry.
Cliff, what series is set in the year 1040 BC?
Oh, was it The Jetsons?
So close. The Flintstones.
Oh, whoops. I thought that sounded like the future.
BC.
Oh, I missed that part. I thought they lapped back around to another BC.
You've been lapped.
You know, because it's just initials that could, there could be another BC.
Yeah.
Like behind cafeteria.
Exactly.
BC. Where is that? It's BC, behind the cafeteria. Kendall, there was one more I was going to ask you. Where is it? It's not that one. Definitely it's not worth looking for. So I'm just going to stop. This has been Don't Touch That Dial. I'm just going to stop touching the dial.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch the dial.
Let's get back to the 90s.
To the 90s, Kendall. If you could sum up the 90s for us succinctly, we love it.
Slap bracelets.
Oh, didn't you have one? Did you have a troll doll?
I did.
I did too.
Did you have a Furby?
I did not have a Furby.
I got Susan a Furby when we like first started dating, and the damn thing talked all the time, and we finally took the batteries out. It drove us crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those. I did not have one. But I had a lot of fun in the 90s. CD players.
Yeah, DVD players.
A lot of VHS, though, too.
Yeah.
It was still a VHS decade.
It was.
The 90s.
Not anymore.
It's a VHS life. It's a cassette tape life for us. It's a cassette tape life for us. And Kendall, if you're thinking, I wonder if Cliff went around to the new recording studio, the one with all females, it's like the Bangles.
I question it all the time.
Like, I wonder, did he go there and record his version of one of the big, big hits of the 90s? Were you wondering that?
Which means yes.
Mm-hmm. I did. And you were wondering that. So what that must mean.
Yeah.
And I did. Kendall, it was one of the first hits of the 90s from, I believe it was January 1990. And it's something that the listeners have said to us. I, of course, would say it to you. You'd say it right back to me. And it is nothing compares to you.
It's true.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Hit it. Hit me.
All right.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. You know what? I go out every night and I sleep all day since you took your love away. Oh. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. Even Kendall. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away these blues. Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. And nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around every boy I see. And I think about it, but they'd only remind me of you. I went to the doctor and guess what he told me? Guess what he told me? He said, bitch, you better try to have fun no matter what you do. But he's a fool, 'cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. You know, this song to me will always be about a summer just a few years ago when I loved and I lost. You see, I had this great new pair of underwear with extra elastic in the waist. You could just eat whatever you want without fear of it getting too small. But one day I lost them and they just weren't there anymore. All the flowers that you planted, Daddy, in the backyard, they all croaked when you went away. All of them, same day. I know that living with you, baby, was sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try. Here is why, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you, nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. No, no, nothing compares. Can't think of anything that compares with you.
Well, Cliff, you did it justice.
I did do it.
Nothing compares to you singing that song.
I know. Somebody tell Sinead. Well, don't tell Sinead. She'll feel bad.
She'll send us a cease and desist letter.
And she'll just... Because she felt bad.
Yeah.
That she couldn't do it quite the justice I did.
Like, but, sing it better.
You know, nothing compares to my perfect pitch. Nothing compared to the 90s. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. I got one more thing to say about the 90s.
Tell it.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Ugh.
Knew did you would love that.
Did you love the Terminators?
I liked the second one.
I don't. I've never sat and watched the whole thing.
Really?
I don't think so. It just never happened.
Yeah.
Just never came up.
There's still time.
Not dead yet. Not dead yet. All right. Well, oh, look, they're trying to pick up all their stuff. They're getting the kids out of the pool over there.
Looks like she got a little burned.
Well, Mr. Snobbon got burned, too.
Oh, we better get some aloe vera.
Because his toupee is a little bit askew, and it's a little patch there.
It's going to hurt.
All right, that's going to hurt. All right. Well, Kendall, this has been our salute to the 90s.
What a salute it was.
What a salute it was. It was so smooth.
Smooth move.
Smooth move, Ferguson. All right. Are you done?
I'm done.
All right, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Get out, 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 get out